How's it going?
Hello and welcome to the
SGR Gamer Podcast, episode 7.
Episode 7, that's what I was looking for. Yes, episode 7 of the SGR Gamer Podcast.
How's it going?
The Stir Gamer Podcast.
Stir Gamer sounds like someone who is making soup or some kind of stew.
I was thinking stir fry, but yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm hungry.
You're always hungry, in your defense.
Yeah, that's true. Who are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm Brian.
I'm Som.
Great. And we're back here after a week, a crazy week of E3.
My God. So much.
Yeah. It was overwhelming for us. We weren't even there. So,
hey. Yeah, seriously. And we should mention our voices are pretty shot.
Yeah. We're idiots.
Well, Aha, Take on Me was just released.
That's right.
Rock Band.
Yeah. Totally awesome. So, yeah, that many strained vocal cords. I do think I broke my throat.
You know, it was worth it, though. You hit those high notes.
Once. I hit them once. Yes. And then my throat went, no, you're done.
Still worth it.
Yeah. Totally worth it. So I think we just barrel into to
E3. Yeah. Well, did you have any time to play anything last week during all the E3?
I probably did have time, but I didn't play anything except for some stupid iPad games. So
yeah.
I was mostly watching E3 coverage and working. So.
Yeah. Well, there was a metric ton of stuff.
Oh, my God.
It makes me think of 2 years ago when they changed the E3 format. And they were like, I think they were doing in smaller venues, and everyone was like, E3 is going away, and all this stuff. And
last year
they came with a punch, and this year was insane.
Pretty freaking epic. Why don't you talk about your impressions of E3, and I'll try and dredge up what memories I have of last week.
Man, there's so much. I mean, I feel like all of the big games that are coming out this year, especially console games, got a lot of coverage. A
lot of sequels.
Ton of sequels.
I mean, it's pretty much all sequels.
Mass Effect 3, Bioshock Infinite.
Which, while not technically a sequel, is in a series.
Yeah, it's not a sequel in the,
story sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even temporal sense. I mean, I think it takes place before Rapture.
Yeah, if anything, it's a prequel. Yeah.
Any thoughts on Bioshock?
I mean, looks rad. I mean, I never finished the first one, as we talked about a few weeks ago. So, I'm interested to play it. But frankly, I thought that the shooting was a little slow in the original Bioshock. So hopefully they firmed up the controls a little bit. If they did that, then I'm down.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the first Bioshock. I played through the first one, I liked it. You know, I felt that as far as RPG shooters go, I feel like it is on a different end of the spectrum than Fallout, for example. Like Fallout, I mean, I feel like those two are on opposite ends of the spectrum of RPG shooters. Like,
sure,
Fallout very much RPG heavy. The shooting is, all, it feels as though it's being computed by numbers, especially when you're in VATS and stuff. And Bioshock, I felt, was on the other end of the spectrum. Like light RPG elements, where you're leveling up different abilities and powers and stuff. It didn't grab me the way that it grabbed a lot of people. Like, people thought it was game of the year for them and stuff when the original one came out. And I know they didn't like the second one as much, but I'm wondering if this is the same case with Bioshock Infinite, that, like, people are totally going crazy over it. And I think it looks really cool for what it's doing, but I still kind of feel like not sure that that's the one that's kind of, like, got me really excited for the releases.
Yeah.
But it looks cool. I mean, I love what they're doing with all the different, like, on-rails, not on-rails, but, like,
yeah,
the different rails.
People will have to stop using on-rails as a pejorative, because this game will be on-rails, but it's
not in the conventional sense.
It's the most exciting, it's the most exciting use of on-rails ever.
Yeah.
I think it looks amazing.
The story looks cool, too.
Yeah, there are a couple of guys working on that game. I mean, Ken Levine, obviously, is, super good, but there's a couple other guys working on his team who I really like, and I know to be, very deep thinkers, often to the detriment of them getting their point across.
Yeah.
But so I'm interested to see their influences in this and see where that comes into play.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll shape up. I mean, it looks like it's shaping up to be a great game. I mean, from all the the press sites that I follow, I mean, everyone's basically voting them. The majority of them are voting BioShock 3 as the game of show. You know?
I mean, Jeff Gerstmann, before E3, when he was, after he'd gone down for Judges Week, and they were talking on the Bombcast just before, where they were like, you know, how was Judges Week? And he was like, oh, everything was fine, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, but wait till you see BioShock. I mean, even Judges Week, he was just like, blown away. What else pops to your mind about E3?
Mass Effect 3 for sure.
Yeah, Mass Effect 3. Not a this year release, but
no.
Still.
I mean, they did announce March next year,
yeah.
Which is new, and I'm fine. We've talked about that before, but that looks. I mean, it looks like they're doing
epic
Mass Effect the way that it should be. Not too much more about that really came out. They announced the collector's edition and stuff.
But the Kinect integration.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm not really sure how that works.
I mean, it's basically voice controls. There isn't any motion stuff, but you can give your squad mates commands
and dialogue options. Right?
And dialogue options, which is stupid.
Yeah.
Giving your teammates commands that I can deal with, but sitting there and one of the big disconnects is the option that's on the screen. You can say that. But then all that is kind of the gist of what Shepard is going to say. It's not what they actually say. So you say something, you literally say something, and then the Shepard says something else. And it creates even just watching people do it, created this giant disconnect in my head where I was like, oh, okay, this is not working. Yeah.
It's kind of weird, but I saw something where, I can't remember who said that Kinect integration is going to become mandatory for... Or at least commonplace for most all.
Commonplace, it'll never become mandatory. And BioWare is getting paid a crap ton of money by Microsoft to put that
in. I'm sure.
So, it's just another example of the console creator trying to say, all right, what are there any ways that we can put this new technology in that sells systems?
Yeah.
In there, and so BioWare's like, yeah, sure, we'll take your $5 million or whatever they're paying and do it. And it's not taking away from the game at all. It just, it's not the preferred way I would play the game.
Oh, for sure. I mean, neither you nor I have a Kinect, so
yeah.
I mean, it's not really that big.
What was there was something I was thinking about where I actually thought about getting a Kinect.
Child of Eden?
No, that game. I'm not interested in that game at all.
Star Wars?
No.
Something
else. Kinect. Shit! What the hell was it?
Something that's coming out, or they?
I'm trying
is
to
connect the Kinect Labs.
No, it wasn't that either. Damn it.
See how I'm covering different things that came out in the Microsoft
press conference. Yeah, no, this is good, but I cannot remember what the F it was.
It was a game.
It was a game. It was something where I was like, that actually... Oh, no, it was Dance Central 2.
That does look cool.
Yeah.
Plus they had those crazy, good dancers.
Well, that makes them look much better. But did you see the video of the giant bomb guys doing it?
I did see a clip of that. Yeah,
I mean, if they could do it, anybody can fucking.
But you know, what was ludicrous was the football Kinect demo.
If I was a celebrity, particularly a celebrity athlete, I would never let my agent convince me to do that shit because you always end up looking stupid.
I mean, it's pretty. I don't know. I thought it was pretty silly. I think that's Kinect Sports Season 2 or something. I mean. Kinect,
lots
enabled
of Kinect stuff.
Notwithstanding, Mass Effect 3 looks appropriately Mass Effect-y. So, yeah. I'm also really excited for Assassin's Creed Revelations.
That's right. Yeah,
that looks really awesome.
Did you ever get around to playing Assassin's Creed?
I haven't played it yet. Actually, I'm determined to finish it before Revelations comes out.
So you've got some time.
Caught up with it. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's coming out in November. So.
Yeah, I need to finish it before that, and that means I got to play Assassin's Creed 2 and Assassin's Creed Bros.
Yeah, dude, get on it.
I literally just pre-purchased the Isengard expansion for LOTRO and re-upped my subscription. When am I going to find time to play
this? Get
those
on
games?
It is what I'm saying. Isengard is not coming out until, which they also demoed, isn't coming out until I think August or something.
That's too soon. I pre-purchased the Isengard because they were like 25% XP boost. I was like, sweet. But it's only until Isengard comes out. So,
oh, is that right?
So damn it. That means I have to play my main and play all my alts to get to take advantage of that 25% bump.
So quick tangent.
Were we already on a tangent?
Yes. Lord of the Rings Isengard, Rise of Isengard looks incredible. It's they're raising the
level cap
to 75 from 65. And the pre-order bonuses are insane. I mean, like, bless you, they have, I think, three or four of them. You got the top tier one,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you're getting like three mounts and like three armors.
You're getting three, but it's just basically just colors. I mean, it's three colors of mount, three colors of armor, which are cool, but not great, you know. And it's all decorative. There's no stats on the armor, frankly, the mount is kind of crappy. Because I already unlocked the Steed of Knight, which is, as far as I can tell, the best horse in the game.
Yeah, but you're also, if you get that, the pre-order that you got, you also unlock a ton of previous quest packs that, if you had known them, well,
I guess I did do that. Yeah, it didn't even occur to me, because I am a subscriber, so I have access to all that stuff anyway. But yeah, maybe now I can stop paying. Nope, too late.
Well,
did you see the thing they just did?
VIP
for the 12 months?
Yeah.
Tempting.
Pretty tempting.
Yeah, but
if they, if they did that like a lifetime subscribership, it would totally $300.
Yeah, at this point, if they were like, yeah, a lifetime subscription, I'd be like, yes.
Yes.
I would. Might as well. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm just going to keep pissing money down that well, so.
But, there's a lot of stuff that they've hinted about that game, like the dynamic quest givers and stuff that they haven't really explained, but it looks really awesome.
Yeah, I have, we've talked about, I think it was just last week, we've talked about how great Turbine is in terms of advancing their mechanics and evolving them. And so I have faith that Lord of the Rings Online will be a game I'll be paying for years.
Yeah, I mean, sure, it's great. I mean, I've been spending all kinds of money in Dungeons & Dragons Online, also a Turbine game, it's great. I mean, like, the free-to-play model serves it really well, and the way that they implement it is great, you know. But you're subscribing anyway, so...
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, back off the tangent. What else? Assassin's Creed, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm determined to be caught up with the Assassin's Creed franchise so I can play Revelations when it comes out.
All right.
Especially the multiplayer. I want to know what the hell is going on.
I don't know, that Giant Bomb quick look of the multiplayer is still one of the funniest things I've ever
seen.
It's
really funny.
So let's see, what else?
Skyrim.
Skyrim, I didn't see anything about Skyrim.
Really?
Yeah, I saw people talking about seeing it, and generally good things, but I didn't see any video coverage or anything.
Well, there's a... Game Trailers has a 7-minute sort of gameplay demo voiceover that you might want to check out. That game looks beautiful.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, my one thing right now I'm thinking is, do I want to play it on PC or 360? Because historically I've always played the Elder Scrolls games on PC, and it's been the impetus for me to get a new computer.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so I could use it as that, or like, you know, they seem to be doing good things with the 360 version, so...
Yeah, I think you got to play it on PC. I think the mods alone...
I do use a lot of mods for Morrowind, but not so much for Oblivion. So I don't really care so much about
See as we get closer.
Yeah.
I couldn't control that kind of game with a Xbox controller, I don't think.
I mean, it's very much, yeah, if it's anything like the previous games, which I think it will be, it's very much a PC game. Did you see the dual wielding aspect of the spells?
Yes, I did see that.
Oh my god, it looks so cool.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that game also pretty far out, but, well, it's not that far out.
No, November 11th.
It's an 11-11 release, yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm just worried that it's going to be incomplete when they launch it.
I don't think so. I think
they've been working on it for a long time, but...
I mean, Bethesda's the kind of company that has not shied away from... releasing things later, postponing. And I don't think that they will postpone this one, so...
Hopefully not.
Their games are notoriously buggy, but...
Yeah.
But it looks like they may be able to pull it off. I'm not sure.
We'll see.
Hopefully.
What about Sony?
Uncharted 3.
That's right, Uncharted 3. Drake's Fortune on Revenge.
Fortune is the first one.
Fortune is the first one, so this is Revenge, I think.
I think so. I can't remember the subtitle, but that also looks appropriately Uncharted-y.
Yes, it looks very Uncharted-y.
Did you see the stage demo for it?
I don't... No, I didn't. I couldn't watch the Sony press conference because I was working.
It's basically Drake on a ship that has...
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, there's like water coming in, right, and everything, and there's a lot of platforming. I really like seeing the way in which He's got situational awareness.
Right.
So you, he's like, when he moves towards the wall, you see his fingers going out like towards to steady himself and stuff. And,
yeah.
I mean, it looks like they're just really polishing the formula that they've got for the first two games. So that's also a November release.
Yeah. Isn't it the same day?
As
Skyrim?
It's around there. I remember.
It's either the 11th or the 18th because there's a, I mean, there's a, this week was pretty crazy, but that week is going to be insane.
Yeah.
It's at Arkham City that comes out the same day. There's something crazy that comes out.
Yeah. There's like a ton of games coming out right now.
Halo 4 release we didn't talk about or reveal. I don't know that we necessarily, you know, meh for the Halo single player. But
yeah, and then the remake.
And the remake of the original Halo. So maybe I'll go back and play that and get caught up on the story for Halo.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That should be interesting, Halo 4, because it's not Bungie doing it anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see where they go with
38
it.
38 studios?
343 Industries, yeah.
343, right.
Yeah, 343 is also working on a replica original Xbox controller shell. That you put on your Xbox Slim controller, and then they're going to auction them off for charity or something.
The charity sounds cool. The actual thing sounds dumb.
Yeah, because those controllers were jank.
Yeah. Tanks.
Yeah. Anything else from Sony? I mean, there wasn't a lot of Move stuff that I remember, but...
They did have some Move integration for, obviously, some different things. I felt like there was some cool Move stuff.
The big Sony thing is the Vita, right?
Yes. Yeah. I was waiting to talk about that. So I think that's a big discussion in itself.
Yeah.
Vita and the Wii. Wii U. Let's stick with games for...
Wii U.
Let's stick with games for a second.
All right.
Sony exclusives, Resistance 3.
Meh.
Looks like Resistance. I played just a demo of the first one. I never really got into that series. But it looks cool. It looks like the best...
similar to the Microsoft front, Gears 3.
Of the formula, yeah. Gears 3.
No, so...
But I feel like that game has gotten so much coverage because of the beta that was recently, you know.
Cliffy B just got engaged.
I saw that. Yeah. He also debunked any ridiculous myths that Gears 3 was going to come to PS3.
Yeah.
So...
Well, duh.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody who thought that was an idiot.
Smoking something.
Yeah. Yeah, what else?
Witcher 2 was announced for Xbox.
Oh, right. Yeah, but everybody knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean...
And there's no date for that, so that could erupt into vaporware, just like the first
one. I don't know. I think that they said something about later this year, it coming out.
I don't know. I mean, they seem to have done a good job with the PC version, so, all they have to do is turn down some of the bells and whistles and, you know, make it work for the Xbox, so...
Another sidebar. Duke Nukem 3D came out this week.
You mean Duke Nukem Forever?
That's what I meant.
If Duke Nukem 3D had come out, people would still like that better than Duke Nukem Forever.
It looks terrible.
It is terrible, apparently. I mean, it is a horrific shambles. And frankly, you know, I was listening to the Giant Bombcast from today, or from yesterday, and Jeff Grossman said, you know what, this game gets a star just for coming out at all.
And that's true. That's fair.
And, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, that's fair. That's fine. And, you know, everything that you would expect from a game that's been in development for 15 years is true.
Yeah.
So, you know, it would have been amazing. You know, some people have been, you know, associating Gearbox with this and being like, you guys screwed this up and blah, blah, blah. But Gearbox, they can't be blamed for this at all. All they did was make sure it got out the door.
And that's admirable. I mean, they may have had something to do with maybe the later stages of creative direction, but
I don't think so. I think they came in, salvaged what they could, and shoved it out the door. I don't think you can blame them for any of the content of the game. So
I don't know. I mean, of course you can, since they're the one that ended up publishing.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I mean, good on them that they finally got it out of the door.
Yeah.
You know, it's unfortunate that it wasn't really anything to look at, but anyway,
it's terrible.
Back to E3.
Yeah.
Other Sony exclusives. I feel like they.
It's a new Sly Cooper.
Yeah, new Sly Cooper, Sly 4. I think they did some Ratchet and Clank All for One stuff.
Yeah, they apologized for the PS Network down.
Yes. Infamous 2 came out right at the
came out during E3, yeah,
which is crazy
insanity. But that everybody knew that game was going to be good, so
yeah, no surprise there.
I watched a quick look of that, and I was like, oh, I really would like to have a PlayStation 3 to play these games, but I don't, and I'm not going to get one. So, or right. Am I? Is it still $300? Nope, not getting one.
There's a lot of deals on them nowadays.
Is it $150?
No, but I mean, well, you get $300 with a $100 gift certificate sort of thing, you know. Mm-hmm. So now I got your attention. So I feel like there were some PSN or Xbox Live announcements.
Well, they announced the Summer of Arcade for Xbox Live. Bastion's in there.
Bastion looks cool.
The other stuff in there I couldn't care less about. Trenched comes out next week, which I'm really excited for.
Looks cool.
Magic
the Gathering Duels of the Planeswalkers 2011.
Yeah, whatever the hell that is.
Came out today on Xbox Live. Mm-hmm. They announced a...
Dashboard update for the Xbox.
Dashboard update. But they announced Neverwinter. The upcoming Cryptic Studios pseudo-MMO.
Can I just say one thing about that?
Don't say it's going to be bad.
Meh.
Oh, God.
What killed it for me was I remember the promo trailers for the original Neverwinter Nights talking about how cool this was going to be and how you could design your own adventures and shit, and it specifically showed a visual of a character standing in front of a shaft and a spider crawling up out of the shaft behind him. Couldn't do that. That never appeared in the game. Couldn't do that in the editor. What do they show in the trailer for this game? A spider crawling up out of a shaft. And I was like, no, I'm done. I can't, no. I'm done. Can't do it.
But to be fair, Neverwinter Nights is awesome. And so is the second one. So all the expansions.
Agreed, but they did not deliver on their promises. So,
as you can't see.
I mean, let's be clear. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to play it. But I fully expect it to be trash. Not as bad as the Dungeons & Dragons Daggerdale bullshit that came out.
Yeah, that was terrible.
You know, I expect that this will, you know, have its
troubles. I feel you on what you're saying. I just sure as hell hope it's not bad because there's so much potential there.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like they're going with a Dungeons & Dragons Online model of, like, you know, grouped quests and instant stuff and whatever. Yeah. But, I mean, we'll see. They released a trailer and a website, so we'll see, like, you know, what actually comes out.
That game is a long way away.
It is.
Yeah.
Didn't release too much stuff about, which I'm surprised about Deus Ex.
Yeah, it was on the show floor, though.
Yeah.
People liked it.
So.
When does that game come out?
August.
August, yeah, okay. So that's pretty close.
Yeah.
But
I'm excited about that. They did a lot of demoing of Terra.
Oh yeah, people who aren't kind of fatigued by MMOs seemed pretty intrigued by that.
Yeah, I mean the whole combat system. I mean, people have been talking about that it's kind of like an FPS style MMO, except you know you have swords and stuff. But what they introduced is the diplomacy system, which looks kind of cool. Like,
which you love.
Well, I mean, no, but it's different from. It's not like a. Like Vanguard.
Like card-based diplomacy?
That was awesome.
Yeah. That's what you really wanted.
That's what I think of when I think diplomacy.
Yeah.
But, or rolling a d20. They showed that, like, you know, through PvP or through voting and stuff, you know, you can become one of their, they're called Vanarchs or something. Like, you can become a leader and imprison other players and do all this stuff. So I'm interested to see how that works.
Great. Did you see that somebody hacked EVE Online?
Yeah, I did.
One comment I saw was, great, you've just hacked the only people crazier than Anonymous.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, EVE players are notoriously the hardcore of the bunch.
Pretty much.
And they announced that PlayStation 3 game Dust.
Dust 514.
Yeah. So it's like a tie-in to...
First-person shooter, like tribe-style shooter thing.
But it ties into EVE somehow.
In the EVE Online universe, and there's some question about whether those things are going to play together. Probably not, but it sounds good in the marketing materials.
Yeah. There's also a ton of stuff for Star Wars The Old Republic, which...
Can I just say one thing about that?
Meh.
Another. I've been listening. the Giant Bomb guys had like 40 hours of content for during E3, and one of Jeff Gerstmann's lines about Old Republic was you know, because one of the doctors, either, you know, Ray Muzyka or Greg Zestchuk, got up on stage and said, nothing I show you is going to, you know, make you want to play the game. You know, you're just going to have to play and decide whether you want to play the game. And Jeff Gerstmann said, I played that game, and it told me I don't want to play any more of that game. Yeah. So,
yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see when it comes out. Any other games?
Nothing's popping up to mind.
I mean, there's tons of stuff, obviously.
But yeah.
Tomb Raider?
Tomb Raider's never been my favorite franchise, and, you know, aside from Guardians of Light, which was an awesome Xbox Live game,
yeah,
you never got, so we could never play it co-op, you fucker.
Well, get it.
No.
Beat Assassin's Creed 2.
The time has come. The time has come, the time has passed. When will then be now? Anyway, aside from that, I don't really care about the mythology there. So, you know, we'll see what happens with it. But I do think the environment that she's in looks cool. I mean, it looks like a Bermuda Triangle island filled with,
yeah, looks,
you know,
like
crashed
cool
ships. So, let's see, what else? Halos, Gears, Uncharted, Infamous.
A bunch of 3DS games that, meh.
Meh, yeah, I mean.
I mean, I know people are excited for Ocarina of Time and stuff, but I'm like,
why?
What?
Yeah. Anything on the Wii?
Skyward Sword.
Yeah.
Meh. I love Zelda, but I just that game's not doing it for me. Yeah. So let's talk about
hardware.
Since we're talking about the Wii,
Wii.
The Nintendo revealed the Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching the Twitter feed for that, and like people started saying Wii U, and I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. Instead of announcing a console, Nintendo is announcing that they're moving into higher education.
Yeah, the Wii University. So what do you think about the Wii U? Can you just say one thing about it?
I don't know what to think of it. If it is coming out next year, and if it's coming out in summer, like some people say, Nintendo's crazy. It seems clear to me that they are not sure exactly what it is yet at all. If they were sure of what it was, they would know how to market it, and they don't know how to do that.
It's very unclear.
Yeah.
I mean, but to their credit, for better or for worse, Nintendo has proven that they know what to do with things that nobody understands.
Sure.
Except for the Virtual Boy. You know, they've been able to market Wii Fit and the Balance Board. They've been able to market the Wii like crazy, where, you know, when it first came out, we're all just like, what the hell is this thing? 3DS, not so much, but, I mean, people are still kind of diehard for it. I don't know. It looks, my first take on it, like watching all this stuff, it's supposedly the hardware is a little bit more advanced than the current generation consoles, PS3 and Xbox. Some people have said 50%, you know, more powerful or whatever. My perspective on it is that if it comes out next year, by the time it hits its stride, will be about 2 years from now, really. And already Nintendo will be behind the hardware generation that will be coming out maybe 2012, 2013, whatever, you know, Microsoft and PlayStation's, Sony's new things are. Great, it's going to have, you know, it may have Assassin's Creed on it, it may have next Call of Duty and stuff like that, but whoever's going to be playing Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, will be playing it on the systems that they already own.
Yeah.
The only draw I can see is first-party exclusives, like an HD Zelda, and I know that they had some sort of, you know, demos and stuff like that, but for me, it's a little bit the same as the Wii. Like, great, it's got exclusives, it'll be greater that it'll be in HD rather than the standard definition that the Wii came with, but is that enough for me to shell out for the new console? I'm not really sure. Especially since none of us understand the tablet controller that has come out.
And I don't think they do either. I don't think that it's a complete product yet. Who cares what they've got in that piece of hardware? I don't think, I mean, I'm not necessarily worried about the hardware itself, because Nintendo has shown that it doesn't matter whether their hardware is, you know, top of the line or not. But, I mean, I saw a thing today that said that they weren't going to have Blu-ray or DVD player capability.
Yeah.
Which is insane. I don't know why you don't put that in a console in 2011. I mean, it has to be part of your home entertainment system, and it has to be able to do multiple things.
Yeah.
And it doesn't cost you anything to put that
well,
in.
Well, they've never been concerned about that. I mean, and none of their systems have ever done that. And they've always gone for the, you know, cheaper components, so that they can make money on day one, without taking a hit like the other manufacturers. And on the one point, I understand that. On the second hand, like, you're right, there's no excuse for not having a DVD player
right.
in your entertainment system in this day and age, let alone a Blu-ray player.
And they have no answers about online, the Wii, the controller, the new controller, as they call it. The rumor, and the fact that we have to go on rumor when this console is a year out, is insane. You know, the rumor is that you only ever have one of those things hooked up. What? It's like, I mean, maybe Nintendo is going to revolutionize living room gaming, but I doubt it. I mean, it's not like we're moving towards more social interactions as a society. We're moving towards more networked interactions, sure, but that's not in the same room. And so, I mean, what it feels like to me is Nintendo going, hey, look, hardcore, this is for you. But really what they're doing is, hey, look, this is a game you play with your kids. And the parent has got the Wii U controller with the screen, and the kids chase them around on their screen.
Maybe. I mean, first of all, I mean, Reggie Fils-Aime came out saying, there was a report that he said that it will be able to support two controllers. I don't know. It didn't seem like, even though he was quoted as saying that, it didn't seem like he was sure about it.
Yeah,
you know?
it doesn't. I haven't seen anything about that. So.
And there was also another. You know, there were some rumors that maybe, you know, one person can use the control, the other people can use a Wii, you know, the nunchuck or
yeah, they definitely can do that. But that's,
I don't know. It's unclear, and maybe that has something to do with our Rex about it. I mean, it's clear that they don't seem to be sure what they're doing with it just yet.
Unlike the Wii, where when that came out, it was immediately clear how to use that system. It was, hey, this is easy. And it was clear that Nintendo had an idea, like, here's what we're going to do, you know, blah, blah, blah. They don't have any idea how they're going to use this.
Yeah.
And while there's a lot of very smart game developers out there, particularly in Japan, with crazy kooky ideas, I think this has the potential to be a real disaster for Nintendo. And I certainly don't think it's whatever it is that we think it is right now, it's not what it's going to be when it releases.
Yeah, that's true. Also about the controller, even if you can get two of them, they're probably expensive.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to watch that one closely, obviously, to see what it turns into. On the other side of that, something that I personally am really excited about is the PlayStation Vita. They announced it at GDC, I want to say. Was it GDC or?
They announced it a month and a half ago when it started to leak.
Yes.
What it was.
And so they had it on the show floor. They demoed.
I mean, this is, to be clear, this is what has been referred to as the NGP.
And the NGP,
so I guess
yeah.
the TGS last year is probably the first time we really heard anything about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that's true. But now they demoed the Uncharted game on it, Golden Abyss or something.
Mm-hmm.
They demoed a couple of interesting style games like Ruin, which seems to be like a hack and slash. They demoed... Sound Shapes, I think is it?
Sound Shape, yeah.
Yeah, which people are saying that's mm-hmm. That's the game to watch.
That's the new Lumines for the PlayStation Vita.
Yeah. And a bunch of other stuff, what am I thinking of? Monish and Racers.
Yeah.
For it. They also announced...
Little Big Planet,
Blaze Blue, Continuum Shift 2, or something like that. And a bunch of other stuff that looks pretty well fleshed out. Like they've been working on the games for a while, and named it as a winter release. I don't know if that's worldwide or just Japan, but with a pretty good launch lineup.
Yeah.
And price tag of $249 for the Wi-Fi version and $299 for the 3G version.
Yep, which they had to do.
I am frankly amazed that they're going with that price point.
Yeah, I mean, when we talked about it forever ago, you know, I was like, it's going to be $500.
Yeah.
but yeah, no, I mean, this is super aggressive pricing on their part, which is crazy to talk about considering that's $249 for a damn handheld console.
Yeah.
You know?
But compared to...
If a PlayStation 3 was $249, I might think about buying it. So, yeah. You know...
Well, if you consider... But if you consider the PlayStation 3 launch price...
Yeah, no, exactly. This is how skewed... This is how inflation happens, people. Let's be clear. You know, we lose all sense of price parity, and then things go to hell.
I think the PSP itself launched at, like, $300 or something. Yeah.
Yeah, the 3DS is $299. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not a Sony guy at all, really. I don't have any interest in fondling the back of my handheld so that things happen on the screen. But more power to them for doing what they're doing.
You know, traditionally, things happen on the screen, and that's when you fondle your handheld. Come on, that was pretty good.
No, that was kind of creepy.
Well, fortunately, they've said that at least for Uncharted, that I don't think you're required to do any of the motion controls or whatever, you know, tapping the screen.
My response to that whenever somebody says, you don't have to use the motion controls, is, why would I? No one has given me a compelling reason to use any of the motion controls, except for Dance Central 2. So, that's my biggest problem, you know. The idea that, I am a single function dude. And if I'm going to buy a handheld console, it should control of the game should be perfect, first of all. I don't need these other things, you know. I don't need other textures or bullshit or things like that. It all just feels like a thing that they added on for marketing.
And like, so, as a gimmick.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, if anything, the DS has proven that multiple inputs can work. I mean, like, there's some gimmicky stuff. Like, I think in some of the Zelda games, like, you know, you blow on the... on the microphone, you know, or you move between using the stylus and the D-pad for some stuff. But I think multiple inputs are fine if they're done in a way that makes sense. Yeah. And I think a lot of games, they just either tack them on or they're forced to, you know, tack them on, you know. But I don't know. I've talked about this before, like, that I was excited for what was called the NGP, and now I'm really excited. I mean, I feel like they got the price point exactly right. The launch lineup looks really good, really strong, which is something that the PSP had trouble with. Most hardware has trouble with.
Yeah.
And the games look really awesome, you know. And I have a PSP. I love my PSP. I still play it. And I'm not a big iPhone gamer.
Because you don't have an iPhone.
I don't have an iPhone. I mean, I have an Android, and I play, like, Angry Birds or Sudoku on it. But, like, it's not like my preferred method of handheld gaming.
Right.
So I think I may be in, not a minority, but a specific, you know, I am the, like, a target audience for
absolutely
them to release this system out. And that's, and it makes me really excited because I'm like, wow, they're doing everything that I wanted them to do with the PSP. It seems like they're doing all of that right with the Vita.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, the games look really crisp, you know, almost PS3 fidelity. And the promise of course, it's a promise. We have to see how they work it out with cross-platform functionality and trophies and online support.
What's the transfaring?
Transfaring, yeah. I feel like I was it's like a...
Such a gaming journalist inside joke at this point, because nobody watched the frickin' Hideo Kojima thing.
I think it's really funny, though.
Yeah. I do, too.
It sounds like a parody of, like, The Transporter or something.
Exactly,
like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, you know, I mean, I have an iPhone, I have an iPad. I don't need any other, you know, anything else for my handheld gaming.
But you get your fix with all of that stuff, right?
Yeah, I don't, I mean, in the rare times, I mean, I'm not on the bus a lot. I don't have a lot of downtime where I am not driving. So the times when I feel like, you know, when I, frankly, were I to spend a lot of time on the bus, I'd probably read more. Rather than playing games. So this device is not aimed at me, never was, never will be.
That's fair, but I mean, you play your iPad, like, while lying in bed, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's when I like to play a PSP, you know. Yeah. I mean, not to mention that, you know, you can take it out, you can travel with it, you can, same with an iPad, you can, you know, play it in a hotel, or you can play it in bed or whatever, like, that's fine, but I feel like handheld games are a different experience that are easy, you know, easier to play, like when you're sitting on your patio or whatever, or,
sure.
you know, on your, just lounging about. And maybe we'll have to see if something the Wii U is going to do. You know, you can take your little tablet and play it in bed or whatever.
They've said no.
Oh, they have?
Yeah, they've said, there is a masterfully done PR interview that the head of PR for Nintendo did with Patrick Klepek of Giant Bomb. And Patrick did everything he could to nail him to the wall, and the guy evaded every one of his questions.
Yeah.
Patrick asked him, "Are you going to be able to take the Wii U into the bathroom and play games on it, or whatever?" And the guy literally said, "We're really focusing more on it as a living room experience." It's like,
makes no sense. Man. Then why does it have a screen?
I'm telling you, they have no fucking idea what they're doing with that thing.
But yeah, as far as handhelds go, I think it looks like a great move. We'll obviously have to see when it comes out. And
Sony is losing $150 per console on that handheld, I guarantee you. And it didn't work out great for them with the PS3. Hopefully, this will do better, I guess.
I think there's a lot of people that really wanted to invest in the PSP. This was before the iPod and maybe the iPod was out, but definitely the iPhone.
Yeah, but it wasn't the App Store. The App Store ecosystem did not exist.
It did not exist at that time, and they also, something that I think it had issues with, it was kind of developed under the "it only does everything" model.
Right.
So it was supposed to be a music player, and you know, I think there are peripherals to
watch movies on it.
The whole UMD fiasco. It had a browser on it and stuff, and right. Not that the Vita won't have those things, but I don't think they're billing it as...
They better not, yeah.
It's not supposed to, you know, match up with your iPhone in terms of what it does. You know, it seems like they're trying to make it a gaming system and build it as such, and I think that's really going to help move units.
No, they better hope it does. That and a Monster Hunter game will, you know, maybe give them some hope.
Yeah, Monster Hunter for sure.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much all the highlights and lowlights.
There's a ton, yeah. I mean
there's a ton of games we didn't talk about, but that's the stuff that comes to my mind as stuff that I heard about that I was interested in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't really talk about Arkham City because neither one of us played the first one much or were that interested in it.
No, I mean, it looks like a great game,
yeah.
You know, but that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff that I'm hearing about it, you know, makes it sound even more interesting than the first one because it's more of an open world game. So, you know, Batman in an open world traversing game. Yeah, okay. I'll take a look.
It looks kind of cool. Yeah. Catwoman and stuff.
Yeah, I could learn less about Catwoman.
Well, this is that game that Bob Salvatore is working on.
Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning.
Yes, that one.
Yeah,
that looks like it can be cool.
Yeah, it's the third person beat 'em up. So
yeah. You know.
God of War, here we come.
Yes. What else did they... Yeah, that's another thing they announced. Oh, they announced a bunch of PSP remakes for the PS3. God of War, I think, Chains of Sparta, or Ghost of Olympus.
Oh, yeah.
They're basically porting
the PSP games.
Peace Walker and stuff to PS3.
Well, that tells you something about how they feel about the PSP.
Well, yeah. I mean... They already mentioned that when the PSP Go was, you know, not in production anymore.
Ah, the Go.
But anything else stand out?
Nothing I can think of.
Dungeon Siege 3 demo is out.
Yeah, I played that.
What'd you think?
Seemed kind of generic.
That's too bad.
Yeah. I mean, there were some cool parts to it. It feels like it was designed for consoles first.
Okay.
So,
you played it on PC?
I played it on PC, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything is very button mashy and that sort of thing, so... I don't know. I don't feel inclined to buy it day one. I mean, I really like Dungeon Siege 2, but it's been too long.
Yeah.
You know, I've lost any particular nostalgia I had for that series.
You know, we haven't mentioned Call of Duty and Battlefield.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a reason that...
I'm interested in Call of Duty just because I like that game. I'm interested in Battlefield as well because I like that game. It'd be real interesting to see what happens with both of those things. I don't know if you saw any of the kerfuffle about EA and Steam today.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently Steam...
nobody's really sure what's going on in that situation. So,
but Crysis, is it?
Crysis 2 got pulled off of Steam,
yeah.
Or was expelled from Steam, depending on who you ask. And people are saying, oh, this is the start of people of EA putting all of its stuff only on Origin.com, their bullshit download service. And,
yeah.
If that's the case, that will suck.
Yeah, and it'll be the exclusive service for, like, Star Wars, The Old Republic,
Effect.
And Mass Effect.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
It's kind of a mess.
It is a total mess. Publishers, give up. Let Steam win. We want our games to be in one place, and...
And that's fair.
Yeah. Modern Warfare 3 looks epic.
So does Battlefield.
So does Battlefield, yeah. I don't particularly care about the story in Modern Warfare... Never finished the Black Ops campaign, but the multiplayer is super fun. So
yeah, and that's what's important.
Yeah.
So awesome. E3 was awesome. Lots of good stuff to look forward to.
Yeah, we covered like 10% of the total stuff.
Seriously,
E3, it's insane.
Seriously.
Okay, so that's been our show for this week.
You can follow us on Twitter. I'm Sominator.
I'm at BrianWP. And
check us out on the website strgamer.blogspot.com. You can also, we're on iTunes, obviously, wherever you found this.
Yeah, if you didn't find this on iTunes, where did you find it?
Well, they can find it on the blog.
Oh, yeah.
You can send us your questions at strgamercodcast@gmail.com.
Excellent. Do that before it gets hacked.
Yeah. Because everything's getting hacked.
God. Okay. Yeah, thanks for listening to this extra long podcast, and we will catch you next week.
See you next time.